This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
Jacob, I feel like, well, you just came back from maternity leave. And I feel like prior to maternity leave, you started the open editions trend. You basically kicked off the Jack Butcher's project and you just left. You're like, all right, we'll come back in a month from now and we'll see what happens. Is that what went down? From an outsider's perspective, that looks like exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe you could say that open editions as a form have been around for quite some time.
But timed open editions is something that you guys have been, because that was like the whole concept, right? It was like a very low mint. It was a timed open edition. And it was something that you guys have been publicly talking about for a minute. But I feel like you're like, all right, I'm just going to throw this project out there. I'm going to work with Jack Butchers and I'm just going to disappear for a month and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's funny. I can give my perspective. It's like our first timed open edition was New Year's Day 2022. It was the Zorb. And it was like, well, this is like an iconic part of our brand. Let's just make it free and it's fun. And then that kind of blew out minds because it was like, wait, there's not 36,000 people that own this. And this was like a crazy experience. And this feels interesting. So all of last year, we were really going deep on our create tool, which was like, okay, how do we make it as easy as possible for people to do this themselves? And I guess like most things, you know, you launch it, you kind of tinker away at it, you like invest a lot of time and energy into it, and it's just kind of like this. And then suddenly, you know, people catch on and then hockey sticks up and to the right and you're like, oh, I guess that was always obvious. When in fact, it was like, okay, there was a lot of months where we're just working and there were like sparks, but didn't really take off to the extent that you could see it taking off. I would say Rainbow Zorbs happened in December, and that was like a step function increase in the scale of ownership. Like that was like 136,000 people. And then, yeah, with Jack Butcher and Checks, Jack just picked up the tool and ran with it. We didn't have to do anything. I just saw him tweet it out. It was like 16,000 editions at $8. And then, you know, this kind of insane journey over the next month where it's like, holy shit, he's pushing the limits of our tool in really interesting ways that we've now been building around and got some cool releases coming so everyone can do similar things.
Share more about that. Like what were the interesting insights that arose from that experiment that you're now tinkering with at Zora?
The metadata updates.
Okay.
It's basically like Jack, and that's a nerdy way of saying the image changed. So like we make it really easy in our tool where if you create an edition, you can just like press a button and change the image or the video or the music that's being displayed on your NFT. And that was mostly just because, you know, maybe you make a mistake, you want to edit it or update it and refine it. But Jack started to push that to the limit conceptually, which was like, wait, I kind of have created this like $50 million billboard, which is a direct channel to people who hold this NFT in their wallet, view it on Zora, view it on OpenSea, view it everywhere. And it's kind of like this big TV that he has like control over and a direct channel to his audience with. When he's updated it, I think like close to 15 times, some like really cool remixes and overlaps and collabs and all that kind of stuff. So that has something we've double clicked on, and I've got some new protocol features that are coming around it, which is like, let's assume that people do start to use NFTs as more of this kind of like channel. What kind of new protocol features can you build around that to create a longer lasting experience and ownership within each update and all that kind of stuff? So, yeah, I won't go too much into it, but like that's the one area that's been like really fascinating to see. And then I think Jack's been a trailblazer and kind of like normalizing and making open editions seem like really attractive to a lot of creators in this space. And, you know, like maybe this is actually the internet native form of ownership for content. Just seems like the way to, for you to like capture the ownership and value and attention that happened to be there at the time and then create a really interesting kind of market and value system around a piece of content after the fact. So.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter at LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.